Islamic Revolution leader gives guidelines on major issues in New Year, among them nuclear talks. Iranian president lists government priorities for New Year, including job creation. And the U.S. is asked legally to release photographs showing abuse of detainees in Iraq and Afghanistan. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, you're watching JNN English News. Thanks for tuning in. March the 21st marks the beginning of the new Iranian calendar year. On behalf of all my colleagues at JNN English News Desk, I wish all those who celebrate Nowruz, including Iranians all over the world, happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the Iranian New Year festival of Nowruz has turned into an opportunity for people to strengthen friendship among themselves. Addressing the Iranian nation at a speech delivered on the occasion of the Iranian New Year in the northeastern city of Mashhad, the leader also said Iranians are keen on marking Nowruz and starting the new year by attending holy places across the country, adding marking Nowruz is not in conflict with religious values. Ayatollah Khamenei then referred to the slogan designated for the new year, that's government and nation, empathy and rapport, and said the main idea behind the slogan is that all people, even those who have voted for other presidential nominees, should support the government. The leader then described having creative human resources as one of the great opportunities for the country, adding scientific progress made under sanctions was another great chance for moving ahead. Ayatollah Khamenei then rejected the idea of depending on outside the country for boosting economy and said the key point for flourishing the economy is relying on domestic capabilities. The leader also urged all Iranians to support national production by purchasing homemade products. As for nuclear negotiations, the leader said Washington is in dire need of a nuclear deal with Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei then said removal of anti-Iran sanctions should be part and parcel of any possible nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 group and should not come as a late result of those talks. The leader also said that talks with the U.S. are just about the nuclear case and does not cover regional issues for subjects related to Iran's domestic affairs. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, too, in a televised address, congratulated Iranians worldwide on Nowruz and the New Year. Rouhani said his administration has put lasting affluence, giving a boost to non-oil exports, as well as creating job opportunities for the youth and its main goals in the New Year. President Rouhani also shed light on the Iranian nation's achievements despite sanctions levied on the country, and said thereby what evades any sanctions is the nation's undertakings. The president went on to say, no race seems to exist today anymore for imposing sanctions against Iran. The race is instead for reaching an understanding with the country. The chief executive added the world powers seem to have apprehended the fact that sanctions are futile, and the way to succeed is nothing but respecting the dignified Iranian nation. As for regional challenges, Rouhani said Iran has assisted those regional nations that have been under pressure by terrorism, and that such assistance will continue until extremism and terrorism are eradicated from the region and the world. On the first day of spring and Nowruz holidays in Iran, let's watch a closer look at Nowruz and what it brings for those who adore it.
In harmony with the rebirth of nature, the Iranian New Year celebration on Nowruz begins on the first day of spring.
Nowruz is an ancient festive occasion. It is the beginning of spring and, of course, a tradition for Iranians.
In Farsi, Nowruz is made of two words, no meaning new and ruz meaning day. And indeed, Nowruz is all about freshness.
Nowruz is an auspicious event. Everything becomes new and people put aside their sadness.
Nowruz is in fact the celebration of life. Nowruz ceremonies are symbolic representations of two ancient concepts, the end and rebirth. Iranians are among those who celebrate Nowruz.
I wish the coming year to be a very good one, full of health, prosperity and happiness for everyone.
Traveling is the most popular activity during Nowruz holidays from north to south and from east to west. Nearly all parts of the country are magnetic for travelers. Visiting family members and friends is another popular activity during Nowruz. Once together, Iranians wish a year full of love, prosperity and happiness for one another.
Time now to check on some of the news in brief.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Iran and the P5+1 countries have made substantial progress in nuclear talks, adding now is the time to make hard decisions. Kerry, who was leaving Switzerland for London for talks with his British, French and German counterparts, said the talks have taken over 2.5 years and Washington recognizes that fundamental decisions have to be made now because such an action does not get any easier as time goes by. Negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 will continue next week in Lausanne, Switzerland. A federal judge has ruled the U.S. must release photographs showing abuse of detainees in Iraq and Afghanistan. The government has long argued that releasing the photographs could incite attacks against U.S. forces and government personnel abroad. The fight over photographs reaches back to the early years of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it invokes images of abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq that sparked international outrage after they emerged in 2004 and 2006. Iraqi forces have laid siege on the central town of Al-Karma in Anbar province in preparation for a major offensive to liberate the strategic town from ISIL Takfiri terrorists. A senior security official said that the armed forces backed by the local tribesmen were tightening the noose around the ISIL terrorists in Al-Karma, which lies some 53 kilometers east of the provincial capital Ramadi. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency has expressed concern about the situation of Palestinian refugees. The UN body issued a statement after 9 Palestinian refugees fleeing Syria drowned in a boat wreckage incident off Italy. The body said that tragedies as such stem from occupation and a lack of protection of human rights, and more fundamentally from the failure to resolve the Palestine refugee problem.
Iran will start observing daylight saving time at 12 midnight on Saturday, March the 21st. Based on a law, the clocks in Iran will be pushed forward an hour at 12 midnight on the first day of the new Iranian year. The daylight saving time comes to an end on September the 21st, and the clocks will be pulled back an hour to the standard time. Coming up next is Worldwide Weather Report. Thanks for watching. Good night and have a very good time.